by all these kids and stuff. I mean, it's CRT is teaching people to only see color. And I'm like, it's teaching them to be racist. But of course that makes sense, because the people at the high up of all this in CRT, they're racist themselves. I mean, Planned Parenthood, I mean, Sanger, she was like the biggest racist, like, of any of them. And of course, that's why she started Planned Parenthood, because she wanted to eradicate the Black and brown and any other color community. They're white supremacists.
Man, it's crazy. The way it impacted my life is that my son was 9 years old when he came home and told me that he had a crush on a girl. And I was like, oh, cool. Okay. So, you know, what do you like about her? What does she look like? And he would just, and she had a really interesting name. So I was like, oh my gosh, where's she from? That's so cool. Her, I've never heard a name like that before. And she was like, well, he was like, well, I don't want to tell you what she really looks like, because then you'll know that I'm racist. And I'm like, what? What? Okay. Well, what does that mean? I don't even, just tell me what she looks like now. Like, what? And he's like, no, I, you know, she looks like me. She's the same color skin as me. So that means I'm racist. My 9 year old said that. So it's woven into the very fabric of education that a 9 year old would pick that up. It's wild.
It's like this stuff. And that's why with them talking about like sex changes and like the, like, what do you identify as and stuff. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. And the funny thing is, I just saw this video the other day, and it was actually from a gay man, but he was a gay, probably maybe in his 20s or something, but he was actually calling out the Democrats and the people for pushing this stuff. And he was gay himself, but he's like, you don't talk about this stuff with kids. He's like, they've not developed yet. And I was like, good. I know. And I'm like, and stuff. And then at that, like, the abortion, or the abortion thing of the Supreme Court and all those people were there. I saw a sign that said LGBTQ for life or something like that. So it was like a trans person, but who was against abortion. It's just, it's kind of cool. Cause I'm like, this is people who don't identify like as us or like as Christians, we would like disagree maybe with their lifestyle, but it's kind of cool. Cause they're seeing the truth even more so than a lot of the church. And I'm like, what is going on here?
That's amazing. I had no idea. That's incredible.
I know. I saw it and I was like, this can't be happening. But it was kind of cool listening to a gay man telling them, you don't talk to kids about this. You don't talk about anything but sex with kids. Let them decide when they get older for themselves.
Right.
And that's where this gender dysphoria is coming from. And I mean, and I mean, you being like a nurse and stuff and seeing that, and you know how like the psychological, like the brain develops and stuff, brains don't stop developing. I mean, until like 24, 25, and I'm still 22. So mine's still up there working around and stuff. And you don't talk about the stuff with kids. It's ridiculous.
You just don't. Right. And the prefrontal cortex is still developing up until the mid 20s. And that is your decision-making part of the brain, your logic, your sense. Right. And it is just wild. I don't know if you can hear, that's my dog scratching at the door.
That's okay. My dog, sometimes, you can pick up her barking, in the background. Cause I mean, it's just, it's kind of like kids, animals, they just always either come in or like, they're like, mom, we want in with you. And it's like, no,
if I let them in, then it's going to be a whole like, you know, their little claws, and then they're going to jump up here.
And they're clicking around. Yeah.
They're big. They think they're little, but they're big golden labs.
They got those big paws, and it's like heavy when they rock around. And
So it's a no. It's a no. He's going to have to scratch at the door, and it's not happening. But
that's okay. Yeah. No, that's fine. Hey, honestly, when Zoom started up like last year, whenever the COVID stuff all came around, like people started doing stuff at the house, and then like I said, doing Zoom like this is great for like podcasting and interviews and stuff, because it's like, you don't have to be in the same geographic location and stuff. Everybody has their animals and their kids running around in the back and animals barking. It's like a 3-ring circus and stuff. So it's like, hey, we're all patriots here. You know what? It's good.
Exactly. But anyways, I was saying, the part of our brain isn't developed until you're in your mid 20s. And yet what's happening in the hospitals is that there are, what is it called? It's like a subspecialty to a pediatrician, and they're calling it adolescent health. Okay. So adolescent, so it would be like, you're not a PD patient anymore. Mm-hmm. And you're not an adult. So we're going to make this thing up called adolescent health. And the only difference between adolescent health and a pediatrician or a PCP or primary care physician is that they talk about sexuality.
Oh my gosh.
They have specific questionnaires.
Yeah.
And inside those questionnaires, it really does guide the teenager to start questioning what their sexuality is like, and if they identify as something else, or if they're curious about sex, or curious
about another gender.
Yeah, you're right. What most people don't know is that that conversation is being had away from the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what most people also don't know is that Biden has put in the health grades for the next year, 2022, is to increase the time away, like to increase the private time between a physician and teenager. It's part of the health goals of 2022. Which, of course, when we meet health goals any year, we get money for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it incentivizes the hospital or the doctor's office to actually go ahead and devalue the parent's role in the child's life.
Mm-hmm. So to get them away from the parents, the protector, the one who's God created them to be, the ones who guide them and rear them. It's like, we're going to get them away from them so that way we can do it. And that's where, like we were saying, this gender dysphoria is coming from. Kids have they don't even know what they want to do when they grow up. I mean, because it's something different every day. And you're going to ask them, what do you identify as? Do you identify as a tree? Are you a car? Like what?
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, well, no, it's still on the binary. And I'm like, no, it's just as ridiculous whether you want to ask them, do they identify as a car or like something that's like not even on a scale. And you're like, it doesn't even make sense. And they're asking children this. I don't even know about that in the hospital.
Really what that is, if you just peel away all the languaging and all the stuff, what that really is that's grooming our children. It's grooming our children for sexual abuse, for confusion, for a lot of mental illness issues later on. And it opens them up because they're not ready to actually have these conversations about sex and sexuality.
Yep.
It really does actually start to open them up for sexual abuse, whether that abuse comes from the person who started the grooming or someone else. It really is a really sick process. And it has there should be no process whatsoever like that inside the healthcare system.
Absolutely not. But I mean, we're seeing it now with them giving children, you know, the vaccines without parents' permission. And of course they say, you know, oh, it was an accident. It was a clerical error. And you're kind of like, okay. And then they're offering pizza. Like get a piece of pizza if you get a shot. And parents don't know. Like sometimes the kids are being told not to tell their parents. And I'm like, there's a big problem with that.
Problem with that.
Big time
problem with that. And actually when my kids were still in school before the pandemic hit, the red flag that went off in my head when I had that stack. I mean, you don't know, you don't even know because you've been comfortable. There is a stack of papers this thick for one child. And it's really repetitive stuff.
Wow.
Name, yeah. date of birth, address, parents have different name, date of birth, address. Okay. And then maybe a grade, and then maybe, you know, maybe some other demographic in there, but pretty much you just have to fill out each of these things. So for the overwhelmed parent who has four children, and so four times that many, they might just be da 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 signing away. Well, I am not that person. I have never been that person. And I come across, yes, yeah. my parents raised me right. but what I came across was really alarming, because it was a piece of paper that didn't generate from the school. This piece of paper generated from the government, it's like some governmental institution outside the school. Okay. And it was specifically geared towards their medical treatment at school. And there was no waiver. There was no check here if you don't want to participate. It was name, date, sign. There was no way to say, no, thank you, I don't want that, except to not turn it in. Okay.
Okay.
So I brought that up to the registrar and I said, look, I filled out all these pieces of paper, but this one I have a question about, because usually there's decline treatment or whatever box. It's not there. And she took one look at it and she was just annoyed. She was like, I don't even know where that came from. It's not ours. I don't even know what that is. And I was like, okay, rip, 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 right in front of her, throw it away. Because there is no, I declined the service, I'm just going to do that. Yeah. So, you know, I declined that service, whatever that is. And I said,
That's scary if the registrar didn't even know it was there. Wow.
She did not even know. So what I'm saying is that when people are like signing things, you know, they could very well be signing permission slips, like a blanket statement that says, yeah, when my child is in your care, you can do X, Y, and Z as you see fit. And these are the things that we, you know, if you're going to have your kids in school, you need to be aware of. And I want to circle back to the comment that I made, because I know it was a really heavy hitter comment that I made about the adolescent pediatrician doing that questionnaire. There are ways to empower yourself and your child inside of that. And I don't want to leave anyone feeling like, oh my gosh, what do I do? All you do is you have a conversation with your child before these appointments start. And you just let them know that, hey, they may offer you to have private time with them, but I'll tell you what, my love or buddy or dear, you know, however you, you know, just like really connect with your child and say, I am here to support you and guide you through this. And you're getting into that transition period where you're going to start, you know, practicing leading your own way through the system. But until you're an adult, I'm here to support you in that. So I'm going to stand by your side and support you in that. And I can't do that if I'm not there. So are you cool for me to be there with you the whole time, even if they ask some embarrassing questions? And open it up and let's see what happens. Have that conversation with your child. That's the way to do it. The other way to do it is really, you know, interview your physician. What questions will you be asking my child and me? Mm-hmm. What is part of this assessment? What are you looking for? What's being charted? What's being reported? You can ask questions like that. They're providing you a service. You are the customer. And if at the end of the day, at the end of your interview with that person, if you're not satisfied with what they're going to offer you, you can walk away. You have walk away power.
Exactly. Can parents, like, depending on what type, can parents like choose also in some instances to like keep their child in like a pediatric rather than necessarily going with an adolescent one, depending on like the hospital? I was going to say, because I mean, I went to a pediatrician till I was like 20, I think. I mean, I just started going to a regular one like a few years ago. So I'd walk into the room and it'd be like, of course, the kid's place. But I'm like, you parents should be able to allow pediatricians, because I'm like, children health is kind of children health that changes a little bit. But I'm like, still the same.
Yeah, absolutely. I really think that the whole adolescent pediatrician thing or adolescent health thing is really geared towards sexuality And yeah. So honestly, if you don't want to, you want to make sure that your children aren't having those kinds of conversations,
yeah,
just don't take them to that kind of doctor. But then this really opens up the dialogue between, okay, well, is my pediatrician going to be starting to ask these questions too? Because if this is one of those things, like I just said, it was, as far as they are going to get incentives because it's like a health grades, you know, goal for 2022, this may be coming down the pipeline for, you know, the pediatrics as well. So that's something to look out for. Just be aware of, you know, and just be informed consumer.
Exactly. Just ask the doctors what they're going to talk about. And like you said, if you don't like what the answers are, or just have kind of that feeling like, Lord, it's, you're just like, I don't think it's right, you have that walk away power, because there are lots of other great doctors who aren't like that in this country. They're the ones who, but there are lots of other ones. It's like, you just, because there's one bad one, it's like, you know what? Like you said, you got walk away power.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Alrighty. Well, it's been great. I'm definitely going to have you back on, like, talk about some updates and stuff later on. So thanks so much, Dani. It was great seeing you in Dallas and stuff. So thanks again so much. It was great having you on.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, fellow patriots, and thank y'all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Advanced Home Pros. Solar energy has likely never been more popular than it is right now because of many Americans wanting to get off the grid away from the deep state power companies. AHP is the highest rated and most reviewed in Utah County and has unparalleled customer service. The founder of AHP, Steve Cloward, is a personal friend of mine, and he is a fantastic, true-blooded patriot to work with. If you would like to know more about solar energy and how it can power your home, go to advancedhomepros.com and mention Hannah with the Red Patriot Show to talk with an expert today. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood patriot, Hannah, signing off. And remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.